Good evening. I'd like to talk about Uji tonight, about being time, but I want to leave enough time to talk about Sesshin at the end. Sesshin is coming up on Friday. We start in the evening, and it will last until the next Friday. You are all warmly encouraged to come, if not for the whole week, for a day or an hour. It's highly recommended as a part of our practice. It shows a whole new experience of our practice. So if you have a chance, do come. But in the meantime, I want to talk about this a little bit. Also to remind you, we're still in practice period until Sesshin is over. So I hope you haven't forgotten, and that what you've given yourself to do as a kind of extra wake-up is fruitful for you. It always helps to pick up something and just look carefully, focus on it. We're on number 7. And it sounds like this. The time being is entirely actualized without being caught up in nets or cages. Diva kings and heavenly beings appearing right and left are the time being of your complete effort right now. The time being of all beings throughout the world in water and on land is just the actualization of your complete effort right here, right now. All beings of all kinds in the visible and invisible realms are the time being actualized by your complete effort, flowing due to your complete effort. Closely examine this flowing. Without your complete effort right now, nothing would be actualized and nothing would flow. Do not think flowing is like wind and rain moving from east to west. The entire world is not unchangeable, not immovable. It flows. Flowing is like spring. Spring, with all its numerous aspects, is called flowing. When spring flows, there is nothing outside of spring. Study this in detail. Spring invariably flows through spring. Although flowing itself is not spring, flowing occurs throughout spring. Thus, flowing is complete at just this moment of spring. Examine this thoroughly, coming and going. In your study of flowing, if you imagine the objective or the environment to be outside yourself, and that you flow and move through hundreds of thousands of worlds for hundreds, thousands, and myriads of eons, you have not devotedly studied the Buddha way. So he's talking to each one of us. He says you about a million times in this piece. He's trying to put it back in our lap, where it is. He is trying to point out that we don't move through time, that we are the movement as itself. And that we includes everything else. Divas and kings and water and mountains and grass and stars, that all of it is us, is in fact you. So Dogen says, the time being of all beings is the actualization of your effort now. All beings are actualized by your effort. We feel so alone. We feel like we're doing what we're doing on our own hook, trying our best to take care of ourselves. But as we sit, and as we quiet down and find a moment of calm, we begin to realize that we're much bigger than we think we are. Our whole life is huge. And this little narrow piece of it that we're so focused on and so anxious about is just a very small part of the whole. Dogen said, unless myself puts forth the utmost exertion and lives time now, not a single thing will be realized, nor will it ever live time. We're so full of ideas that we forget that we're a body that acts, that moves, that does. That our life consists of what we do, not what we think. And in fact, the important part of this is that we're not alone. And the more we're able to experience, allow ourselves to take in the experience of being with others, of accepting another, whether it's a blade of grass or a sycamore tree or a child or your own self, the experience of life itself becomes vivid and new. Not to have any place in us that is not penetrated is what the Avatamsaka Sutra says. Usually things come in a sort of superficial way. But when we let them all the way in, then that authenticates the whole thing. Oneself and oneself other at the same time. It's a mutual thing. So Dogen said somewhere that it's about the non-duality of the self that we keep finding our way to, the non-duality of the self and what we call other. As I always say, it's our big mystery. We wake up one day and we find we're looking out of our eyes and there are these shapes hovering over us and looking down at us, and what is this? Who are they? What shall I do? What am I? So the more we realize the selflessness of ourself, or the self-fullness of ourself, the more open we are as compassionate beings So often we're in such a hurry that we have no time to be kind. And yet, where we are in the midst of our life, our body, our actions, if we can't be kind, the whole thing is a sham. It's a lie. And a dream. We try to be honest and live a truthful life, an authentic life. At bottom, it means wisdom and compassion. Nothing fancy. Nothing extra, either. I'm reading the last book of Remembrance of Things Past. 5 books long, and it's been many, many, many years since I read it, so it's like it's all new. And the middle part of this last book is going back over his life and seeing how superficial and unreal most of it was, and how the things that were vital and real were the things that he let all the way in. And some of them were dramatic, like falling in love and courting a girl, kissing a girl. Some of it was about being struck deeply by beauty. Being powerfully moved by beauty. This is where our compassion, our kindness lives. This is where we live with everyone. In the realm where we're willing to be touched, to be moved, to take in. So that's what I brought to say. You might have some questions. We should do introductions around. And congratulations around, too. Ellie, thank you so much for being here. It's so nice to hear your voice. Yay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go around.
Georgia,
Wendy,
Sally, Connie,
Andrew, you too,
Ellie,
Jeffrey,
Roland,
Stella,
Ron,
Angie. Questions? Comments? Wendy.
Open up yourself to the rest of the world. You are also opening yourself up to disappointment, pain.
Yes.
It's a very vulnerable place.
Yes.
And how do you deal with that?
You enjoy it. Well, we're always in pain. And much of the conflict that we're in the world is because we're not willing to take on enough pain to stop the suffering. We're so self-preserving that we aren't willing to preserve the whole of it. I'm going to talk about bodhisattva practice during sesshin, and it's not an easy thing. If we vow to be with all things, that means the dark, bleak, hard, difficult, painful parts, as well as the wonderful parts, and to find joy in all of it. Because truly, if we're willing to accept the whole of it, then we can't even choose what's good and what's bad anymore, in a sense. It's dark and light is always flowing from one thing to another as life goes on. And one moment it's tragedy, and the next moment it's something so fine and so wonderful we can hardly believe it.
Yeah, my light is that there's some lives that seem 100% or 99% tragedy.
Yes, there are. There are. So, and some lives are short and some lives are long, and some are tall and some are short, and you know, we can't control how things go in that way, but we can love them. And if we see something we can do, we do it. Not in a godlike way, because we have no power that way, but we do have love. And that's a different kind of power.
So you said if you can't be kind, then it's all meaningless.
Did I say that?
I take it that means if you can't respond to what's happened to them now without love, that you might as well just have your head in the sand. I don't know. That's what you mean, right?
Yes. Yes. That what you think is real isn't real. You're just living a made-up story.
But sometimes, you know, you respond to things with love and it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many times. Many times. It's a totally thankless job. And
So the meaning is actually the struggle to really connect.
Yes.
With things.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Well, the best way to find our way to this is through sitting. We soften in sitting, whether we want to or not, often. We come as kind of crispy beings, and as we sit day after day for a week, we get softer and softer. We don't get limp and stupid. We don't lie down and be a doormat that people walk all over. In fact, we get stronger. Stronger and softer as we sit and come closer to self-knowledge, which is knowledge of all of it. presence of all of it. So let's talk about Sesshin. Should we do that?